Right, World Wildlife over the internet through BBS Radio. Good evening to everyone listening in, or if you're listening to the replay, hello where you're at. It is today, November the 6th, 2017, a Monday evening. And we are going to have 1 hour of the Win Free Show on Monday, and Win as a random topics that can be about medical, that can be about how the universe was created, that can be many things. And we'll see what's going to happen tonight. What I don't know yet. And we'll see, we're quite early on. It is 5 minutes till the hour. Dharmananda, I think I'm going to play another song.
Okay.
And then we wait for more people to step on board.
That's true.
All right. Glad to hear I got some angels on my side. Good evening to you all. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Welcome.
And this is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Antonio in California.
Antonio, good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Good to have you, Antonio. Good to have everyone over here. Anyone I missed, feel free to say the location.
This is Pat in Sacramento.
Hi, Pat. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. Glad you're here. All right. One line. The 206 has a background radio playing or something. Evening, welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Oh, hi, Terry in Sedona. Welcome to the Win Free Hour.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Prudy in Michigan.
Hello, Prudy. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Hi, it's Cleo in Connecticut.
Good evening, Cleo. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Thank you all for being here, and all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio, thank you for participating with this. And Terry, you know, is Wynn calling in here shortly, you think?
He should be.
All right.
I talked to him about 9 minutes ago.
That okay.
I'll go in and make sure.
All right.
Okay.
Tell him the world is waiting. All right. Well, I hope everyone had a good Monday. Myself, I did. And ready for the call. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And I see the helicopter show up, so Ben will be here in just a moment. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Helen in Virginia.
Hi, Helen. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Thank you for being here. And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say your name and location. If you want to. We welcome you. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Steve from West Palm Beach.
Hi, Steve. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right. And the next caller, welcome.
This is Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Thank you for being here and for doing what you're doing. I'm not upset that you're late.
Pardon me?
And I'm not upset that you're late.
I'm only 1 minute late. That's the world's record.
That is late.
Yeah, it is.
Early. All right. And somebody else joined in after Wynn. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
All right. It's Don in Northern Ohio, and I'm only
2 minutes late. Hi, everybody.
You're forgiven for your hand. Don, thank you for being here. I'm going to mute the dings.
I'm reminded of the bumper sticker that says, Christians aren't perfect. They're just constantly forgiven. Well, Terry, are you here?
She is.
He's muted.
No, she's not muted. She's muted herself.
Oh.
I have to give her another course on unmuting. Okay. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Were you unmuting?
Yeah. I have to get my fat fingers on the small key and hit the right key.
I see. Are you on your headphone now?
Well, in the midst of unmuting, it went off the headphone.
I see. Well, get back on the headphone so you don't radiate your head.
Okay.
All right, so we are live on BBS. I welcome everybody on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And another
Terry,
quote. If you want to initiate the conversation. All right, then.
Do we hear a dog in the background?
I do hear a dog.
I do. That's my neighbor dog. Oh. Okay.
Now, who is that has a neighbor dog?
Antonio.
Antonio!
Yes.
Antonio, you're sounding better and better.
Thank you.
Are you getting less negative attacks?
What was that?
Are you getting less negative attacks?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the negative can't get through love. You know, their trick is to try to grab your energy and keep you in a state of panic and fear, because that gives them access to you. And as soon as you hold your energy above that, they back off. I know it works that way. See, they're not capable of love. They're not capable of unconditional love. That's why sometimes people, when they call on Jesus, and you don't have to call on Jesus, but Jesus is a symbol for unconditional love. Why sometimes people can do that and get rid of negative stuff, okay? But let's see here. I am ready to start. Did we have some new people that came in late?
Yeah, a few.
Let's see here.
Yes, Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Joni.
No, that's not Joni.
Shirley.
I thought it was Joni. Hi, Shirley.
Hello.
Is Joni here?
I don't see her, no.
Yeah, okay.
All right. You know,
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is November 6, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere. And this is our Monday night. I don't have a good title for this call. I just said the Winfrey Conference Hour, and, you know, I don't have a good title for any of our calls because they're going beyond titles all the time. And I don't like to make a title up beforehand and then restrict myself to it, because some of the best calls happen when I just, you know, jump in and you don't know where it's going to go. But I was having
some aha experiences, and I wanted to share them with you because I was coordinating some of the way that I see things working for me with some of the things I've learned from the Elohim, and I thought I would share them, and then if Terry is up for it, we might do a little session and let them expand on it. And, you know, this is a constant learning experience for me, and probably for many of you, if you notice that our calls are not really on they're not linear. There is a progression, and we learn things together. And sometimes I can put things into words as to what the group consciousness is doing, and you all get it because you're right there with it. So I hate it when I do okay? There I go, doing it again. It's an excuse for what am I going to say next, and I'm thinking. And Terry, just want to make sure, I think you're unmuted, correct?
Yeah, I am.
So, you know, I sent an email out, and what did I call it? I think something about beyond the law of one. No, beyond the law of attraction, okay? You know, the law of attraction has to do with what you think you attract, and it was kind of a very new age philosophy, and you know, and it does work at its own level, but it also has some limitations, and one of the limitations, if I have it right, is the fact that when you want to attract things and you create an intention to attract things, you are a creator. So as you create an intention, you can cause something to happen. But we have learned that when we create an intention, we can add the energies of the higher realms to move with our intention. And they've said this, and they made it very clear that it works this way, that it's like riding a bicycle. And they're like the chain and the rear wheel. And when you ride a bicycle, you can go much further than walking, much faster and further, because you have the leverage of chain and the rear wheel. And the Elohim is like the chain and the rear wheel, which increases the power of your intention or our intention. And we do this every night on Whole Planet Healing, and I've gotten to the place where I just assume they're doing it. They say they're doing it, and they have their criteria for participating in intentions down here. And one of them is for the highest good of all concerned, and the other one is honoring free will. And then a person also, on some level, has to make a vibratory connection to them. And you can make a vibratory connection to them without listening to our calls. You can make a vibratory connection by making a vibratory connection with Jesus or with God, or universal love, whatever you want to call it. It's an intention that causes your energy to expand so you become visible. Another key is, yes, expanding your energy to beyond the veil so that they can find you. And now that one is easier said than done. And it's like you can't do that through willpower. So then you have to look at the kind of situations and circumstances where, if you can find some in your life where you can identify that, I think we did that, and look at why that happens, how that happens. One of the ways that causes that to happen is when two or more are gathered. That's what Jesus said. Obviously, he understood this. He said, when two or more are gathered in my name, I am also present. So does that mean you have to be gathered and call on Jesus' name? Now, my interpretation of that is no. It doesn't have to be his name, but it has to be his energy. His energy, from everything I've learned, is connected to the Ra group. So when two or more are gathered, when we come to these calls, we are gathered in, how would I say it, a high intent to connect with the higher realms. And when we gather as a group, we project our energies as a group beyond the veil. And since you're in this group, you end up being noticed. Now, this is coming from my own observation level. I don't know if I've asked that in particular to the Elohim, but they always say we're paying attention to each one of you. And many people have had experiences that indicate that that's true. So one of the ways to project beyond the veil is to be in a group of highly intended people aiming towards God and the higher realms, and it shifts the energy so that you expand. And it happens like clockwork, you know, but you have to get beyond being with someone and just having conversations. You know, when people get together, oftentimes this doesn't happen because they are just engaging each other on a personality level, and the personality level is all underneath the veil. So you stay underneath the veil. And, of course, if you're sitting there in the personality level and you tell the other person, okay, now we're going to bring in God, the chances are they'll get up and walk out on you and think you just became a religious fanatic. So you have to find people that you can do this with. And that's why those of you on this call, when we do events and you get to meet other people, or we have team shift, and I don't talk about this often, but it's like a background program that has helped people, where, and Edna coordinates it, where we have groups of four or five people all in the light, and they put things in the light, which is what we do on all our calls, but they get to meet each other. They get to have conversations with each other. They get to share things like their, you know, what they're up against in their life or what's working for them. And maybe when it works well, and it doesn't always work well, Ed is really good at putting people together. When it works well, you start getting friends that have high spiritual purposes, which can be hard to find if you're just looking for them and looking at the friends you have. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't have the friends you have. The part of us that needs social engagement, that needs, you know, emotional engagement, they're all human aspects, and we are humans. So you can't make everything on that level. But if you want to know how to get noticed on the other side, that's one way to do it, to create engagements with other people with high spiritual intents. And we do it all the time on the calls, and we don't have personality engagements on this call. Well, we do. There's a lot of times when I open the calls up and people share, and we talk, and that's like a personality engagement. But we can do that. We still maintain the high energy because it's become, at this point, a habit on the call. We're all used to it. We get used to it. We've entrained ourselves to just tune in to the energy of the call. And I'm leading up to the thing that is my own epiphany about this. Let's see if I can get this in words. I want to make sure I communicate it. And it's a very esoteric, profound concept. And it has to do, let's recall how the Elohim created the universe. And as they were creating, they talked about spinninesses. And, you know, as much as we talk about this, I could ask them more questions. Because for me, who I tend to be somewhat scientifically oriented, part of me, you know, grasping this idea of spinninesses is still a not easy concept to grasp intuitively. But they're listening now. Terry's listening, I hope. So we may get more answers to this when we do the channeling part of this call. But you start off with the Elohim being pure energy. This is how they would describe it. And then they can create spinninesses, which is obviously frequency. But as soon as you talk about frequency, you're talking about cycles per second, okay? And we know that time is a flexible parameter. In other words, time, where the Elohim is, and they definitely have to have time, because you can't exist if you don't have time. There has to be a before and an after. And if there's no before and after, then there's no awareness. Awareness, if there's nothing to bounce off of, nothingness becomes aware, and then it immediately needs time, and it needs something to bounce off of. it's hard to grasp that, okay? It's hard for me to grasp it. I go into it, and my mind goes, you know, how can you have no time? And then you have frequency, and frequency, at least in 3D level, is cycles per second, okay? You know, when you talk about audio frequencies, a low frequency is low, like 20 cycles per second. You go to a high frequency, like a violin, it's like 8,000 cycles per second. That means if you have a speaker, if you want to look at a speaker going back and forth, you know, they vibrate back and forth to create sound. If the speaker is going back and forth 20 times per second, it's generating a low audio frequency. And if it's going back and forth 8,000 times per second, it's generating a high frequency. That would be 8,000 cycles. So now you go to where the Elohim is, and they are generating a frequency, which is spinning. This is obviously a frequency. And you can't exactly say cycles per second. Or what is a second in Elohim time compared to what is a second in this time? That means something which starts out at a certain frequency, which has got to be a vibration per second, but a second, what is a second in an Elohim time? And then you are moving through creating a hologram where, as I understand it, it's a multidimensional hologram where time changes its nature as you go through the hologram. So if it starts out, if there is a beam of coming out of creation that is the energy of creation, which scientists call, let me see, what's the name? A toroid wave radiation. That's what Wilcock used to call it, and he was studying all these scientists. It's the wave that comes from the center of the universe that everything else creates itself from. Toroid wave radiation, which is probably somehow connected to the Elohim concept of spinningness. But where my mind breaks down is how spinningness moves through dimensions and moves through different timelines. And how does it, somehow the spinningness has to be connected to the changes of timelines. And I can't intuitively grasp it. In other words, if the Elohim have a timeline, which they may have a variable timeline, because to quote them, they say they move in and out of time like we can jump in a swimming pool and jump out of it. And my experience is that's true, because we can feel when they jump into our calls, I can feel it, I can feel a shift. And time starts moving more slowly, or faster, actually. You know, I don't know whether it's slow or fast. All I know is that from the time the call starts to the time the call ends, it really seems like, where did the time go? And I know many of you have that experience. So there's a mystery to time and how it changes its parameters that I try to wrap myself around in. And that, you know, I titled this call the Law of Attraction Beyond It, okay?
And I haven't even gotten to that thought yet, because I'm building this up to try to put it across. And to put it across, let me say, the Elohim has described that as things became created, and they don't say they created everything. They say they created the template that everything is built upon. And then within the template, things would vibrate with each other. And the way they would vibrate with each other would create new creation. And then the new creation would vibrate with everything, which would create new creation. And the universe unfolded like a biosphere. If you know what that is, that's where you put a bunch of things in a little glass bulb that are growing, and they all feed off of each other, and it doesn't need to be maintained. Like you have certain leaves, you have things that put out water, things that... I don't know if it's good to bring that up, because it's not exactly like that. But, for example, the way that I intuitively grasp it is I immediately thought about astrology, which I used to do astrology charts. And coming from a physics background, I could not understand how astrology worked. It seemed like really unscientific. How could planets and galaxies affect me? They're too far away. But I began to understand. At first, I learned that it worked. I knew it worked. I knew it because I was doing everybody's charts, and I could see I was getting correct interpretations. And I could feel the energies of different things astrologically. Well, now I, you know, begin to grasp that the way it works is it's part of the creation of the universe manifesting. When you take this idea that any two objects create frequencies that beat against each other, and that something new comes out of it, and the something new then is beating against other frequencies, and something new is coming out of that, you have a universe that is constantly creating and recreating itself, and also expanding itself, because all the pieces in the universe are part of the creation, okay? Not the Elohim. They just were the template of original creation, and they can still participate in it. But you can see that the complexity of it is so vast that probably the Elohim can't even predict how anything is going to turn out. Once you have so many billions of variables all beating with frequencies against each other, and the new frequencies are creating more creation, which creates more creation, and we have this never-ending, expanding creation. And we're in that creation. So what does this have to do with manifestation? Okay. Well, one of the things I have noted in my life is a sensitivity to vibrations. Like, I can walk in a room and I can feel the vibes. And I was starting to think, am I just feeling the vibes? Or when I walk into that room, do I start
creating, co-creating the energy I'm feeling, because my energy is beating against the energy in the room and whoever was creating the energy in that room. And suddenly, there's this feeling of peace. Now, it could be, I could be another whole nother thing. I could be beating against hostility or whatever else. There's certain people that I can immediately be with them, and there's an energy that comes in, and sometimes I know they're feeling the energy. I had a situation like that last week where I walked into this store and there was a young woman at the counter, and I was sitting there. It was a store that was going to carry one of our products. And as I was sitting there, immediately there was an energy between her and myself. And I looked at her, and I could see the energy around her and around me, and I sensed, this is not always true. Sometimes people don't see the energy. Sometimes they feel something. They feel at peace or something. But in this case, it was really strong. And I asked her, can you feel that energy? And she said, yes. And we talked a little more about it. And then she said, oh, I'm a crystal kid. I always feel that. Okay? And I started putting it together that what was happening, because when that energy comes in, it's kind of like the two or more are gathered energy, and it starts to expand. Now, you can screw it up. You can say, oh, well, maybe I'm supposed to sleep with this woman, which, brings it back into 3D. Or oftentimes, if you can find a way to create with that person and not lose that energy, it can become a very high creation, okay? And I was thinking about, in the course of one's day, one is meeting people and having this experience, and that we are becoming part of the creation of the universe, the evolutionary movement of the universe, by the way we do this in the course of a day. And maybe we are doing this right now. Right now we're learning, we're not creating. But on Whole Planet Healing, we're kind of creating. We are beating against each other and creating new potentials from the higher realms. It can download into this realm and manifest. And I think in our day-to-day activities, if we can start to pay attention to this, we can become more masterful at manifesting. There was, I was saying about all the things about creating this energy, this beating energy against things. And I talked about when two or more are gathered, talked about high intent, I talked about prayer. I didn't say prayer, but when two or more are gathered, it's like a group prayer. But there has to be the intention, the high intention, for the highest good of all concerned, and honoring free will for it to happen. And The other thing that I've experienced in my own life is, I'll say, moving fast, okay? It's like relationships get very quickly grounded in 3D. It takes a lot of work to keep relationship from getting sucked into a 3D frozen geometry, as the Elohim call it. They describe their interaction, one of the ways was riding the bicycle. Another way was spraying WD-40 on frozen geometries. Well, if we're always interfacing vibrationally, then even at lower levels of 3D, we're vibrationally interfacing, and we tend to get into trapped patterns of vibration. In other words, people come together based on their vibrational frequencies, and they come together to lock in a geometry. I'll call it a geometry. I don't know if that's the best way to get it across. They lock in a pattern. And the pattern then freezes them most often in that pattern in 3D. And at the time they lock in the pattern doesn't seem restrictive. It seems like, oh, this is always what I'm looking for. It's kind of like when you first get a job. You say, oh, I'm so glad I got a job. And then 6 months later, it's like boring, okay? Because you have the job, at least you're paying your bills, but you have stuck geometries in the job. And somehow or another, if you're a spiritual person, you have to figure out how to unstick the geometries. And oftentimes, it has to do with kind acts to people around you, beyond the call of duty for that particular job. And as you do this, you start to loosen the energies up for everybody, which then makes the job more of a joy to participate in. I know when Terry used to go to her legal office to work, and I can't imagine a place with more stuck geometries than a legal office. Somehow she managed. She can do this. She doesn't even realize this is one of her greatest talents because it happens unconsciously. She can't take any credit for it. But her vibrations can unlock the geometries in an environment. Now, it doesn't happen in every environment all the time. The environment has to be receptive on some level to unlocking. If it has a conviction to stay locked, which many environments do, then Terry's going to look crazy or invisible. But it's like the coffee shop she goes into. Her vibrations, for whatever reason, and maybe she has past life track with the people there, who knows? It doesn't matter the reason. It's identifying the environment where you can say, I'm flowing into this, and it's unlocking, I'm using the vocabulary, unlocking geometries, because it's what the Elohim described. And of course, if you are learning how to call them in and feel the energy when they come in, you have a huge tool to help unlock stuck situations or frozen situations. But it's not easy. I mean, there's people that come to our calls that are in frozen situations And it's like they're battering their head against the wall, okay? But this is like learning how to work with grace. Now, I'm not going to go any more on that topic. I don't even know if anyone understood me. Hang on a second here.
All callers are unmuted.
Do you guys understand any of that?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were channeling Carl Sagan here for a while.
Okay.
You're trying to catch yourself when you're doing this repeated pattern and recognize.
Say that again.
The trick is to catch yourself in the midst of getting caught up in a same old pattern.
Right.
Yes. Hey, Wynn, I'd like to, like when you're talking about the spinningness.
Yeah.
Right. If you're going in circles,
they want you to be friendly because they want you to come back.
There is that spinningness, you know, like it's on a chain, and like the way the DNA chain is depicted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the non-linearness of it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going in a straight line; it's going around in circles. And I don't know, is that calculus in differentiation? Uh-huh. You know, just that little bit of
there is a complicated connection with DNA and spinningness. Okay, because
yes.
DNA,
but spinningness is a movement. It's about the motion that is happening.
Spinningness,
the motion is a spin rather than a arrow.
Spinningness is a circular motion, and it relates to frequency. Okay, if you have something spinning, it's always relating to frequency. Okay, it's going around in circles, right?
Yes.
And
if I may, they talk about the vortice kind of spinning, which is more like a corkscrew. It's moving forward and spinning.
Yeah.
Have the centrifugal force and centripetal force coming in.
That's gravity, understanding.
The spinningness as differentiated from a linearness.
You know, it's going in circles
rather than straight lines.
We could go for years talking about this because it's just an incredible concept.
And
you know, the bottom line is, it's from a scientific point of view, it's interesting to learn the concept. But from a practical point of view, it's learning how to invoke these things so we can somehow learn how to create in this realm without being restricted to the confines of the realm, okay? Now, we are doing that on this line. I believe, you know, it's a miracle that we have gotten to this place where we are creating energy on this line. We are bringing in energy of higher dimensions. And, you know, it's amazing because as soon as I say it, I can feel a frequency shift. Could you guys feel it? You guys are getting sensitive now. You can tell that I was talking about a lot of things it was on a mental level just up till now, and then suddenly we're invoking the frequencies, and time starts to change and move. And I'm observing that myself, and it's always amazing. You know, I wanted to do a short channeling and have them make comments on what I was saying, because if we are going to be creators in this realm, and this realm needs high-level creators in it. I'm sure you'll agree with that, because the lower level creations are so overwhelmingly keeping everything constrained. And if we're going to spray WD-40 on it, the more masterful we become, the better we'll do. And the better we'll do in our own lives. And I think everyone on this line wants to be able to do that. So if no one has an urgent comment, then we'll go into a session, a short session. We have about 10 minutes. And let them comment on what I was talking about.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And Terry, are you unmuted, Terry?
Yeah, I'm unmuted. Yes.
Did you follow all the things I was saying?
Particularly about the spinningness.
Yeah. So let's just do a little short session and see if they can further expand what I'm talking about. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and we are just going to turn it over to our sources to see if they can expand on the concepts I was talking about, and maybe even if I was wrong somewhere, to correct it. Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We come directly. We do not come to the telephone line or the computer. We come directly to you. It's the voice that comes through the computer and the telephone line. We take into account the nature of consciousness when we look at spinningness. It is if things are not created from nothing. There is no manifestation in the beginning. There is no manifestation until spinningness occurs. There is awareness everywhere. Throughout everything in the manifest world, there is consciousness. The spinningness, if you look at your own chakra system, it contains spinningness in the colors of the rainbow and resonating to the notes of the scale. So at the basis of everything, the beginning of manifestation is spinningness. Frequency does have a play, but do not get too caught up in the frequency. You can look at it simply that the faster the spin, the higher the vibration. and there reaches a level where a higher realm develops because it is contained with everything spinning at a faster frequency. In the third density, things spin at a lower frequency. So it is hard to, it is the way time is determined. It is hard to imagine things going very, very fast in the third density because time is created from the frequency of the spin. So, in the higher realms, time goes faster. In the lower realms, it takes more time for these spins to occur. It is a slower realm, which some people need to be able to take the time to really get into their consciousness the lessons that are provided in the third density. So do not get too wrapped up in the frequency of the spin. If you manifest a spinning at a higher frequency, it within the third density, it begins to create light and consciousness occurs. It is really a simple concept if you don't think of the frequency, but think of it in general terms. When?
Not completely, but I'll keep contemplating it. Let me ask you, in this realm, we have certain fundamental building blocks of matter. And, for example, there is photon. How is a photon created to spinningness? For those of you that...
Created by spinningness.
Yes. Is that a basic unit of spinningness in this realm? Or is there a more fundamental unit of spinningness?
It is one of the basic units.
And how about an electron? Is that a basic unit of spinningness?
Yes.
And a quark? These are atomic particles, protons.
These are all condensations that come out of the spinningness in the first place.
And the spinningness, what's called toroid wave radiation, that is a fundamental flow of spinningness that comes from source. Could we say that?
It comes from the source that has created the spinningness, you might say that.
Yeah.
However,
okay.
It does bring forth the manifestation of awareness, source's awareness manifesting into the densities.
So it's an arm of awareness into the densities. Does the toroid wave radiation change its frequencies as it does it recreate itself into photons and into protons and even into planets?
It is a manifestation of spinningness that these particles are condensed out of the spinning of the field.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have to end this call officially 2 minutes ago, but one more question. When I go into a room with the right person and I feel vibes and light in the room automatically, does that mean our spinningness energies, radiations from our own fields are coming together and creating new creative potentials?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So in a sense, we have the ability to co-create at a very high level when that occurs.
There is a seed field that can mm-hmm. be created out of when that happens.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean, a new field that creates new potentials, not normal 3D creations, but higher potentials, okay?
Yes, yes.
So, like, Terry and I create new potentials by the way we interface.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we in our group create new potentials by the way we interface.
Yes.
Okay. On that note, thank you so much for coming and answering our questions. And this is a really great topic, okay? And anything to close?